fastest train in Britain has just stopped before it's hardly started. The guard on the other train has lots to do and reads a newspaper. Sparks fly from the electric contacts of the electric trains, but I haven't seen many sparks flying from the people in them. I feel quite ill, really, and don't wish to continue. The force that lies within the brain doesn't readily come out. Why is this, I'm always asking? But humans still fall down all over the place and don't really try to get up too much, but are quite content to sit on the pavement and gargle. A bus instructor enters upon the scene of grey paving slabs.
She'll be all right.
Yes, she would be all right, because her heart of life would soon pack it in and run away to find someone worth pumping into. The force that really lies within the brain is force extreme. But it seems also to have the force to turn the eyeballs inwards, which may be a good thing. But eyeballs, like humans, have backs which aren't capable of seeing very much. Claude Britton, therefore, may be amazing himself all day and night looking at the intricate patterns of grey matter, but he may not be too aware of the amazing state of humans around him. And they are all knocking themselves out with this same newfound state of eyeball. Oh, with all this observing, I have just noticed the heart running off down the road of life. The chase will now begin. Has formed to let the train through. Because all this time I'm sitting in quite a nice train, clean and British. Anyway, the clot of cars was miles back and I'm not inspired with them anymore. Perhaps the fella sitting in the train going the other way will become inspired with the clot of cars, which will have gone anyway. The real question is whether to think and observe or die in ignorance. And since you're thinking and observing about this matter, you'd better carry on with it all. I'm feeling quite jolly now after having felt quite ill. A vast rate of speed has been attained and even held. And we're all going to Liverpool.